There appears to be quite a disconnect in the number of spots Ann Arbor Public Schools plan to use in three high school age programs and what the countywide consortium is expecting the district to use. Ann Arbor Superintendent Janice Swift recommended the district use a total of 80 seats in both the Early College Alliance and the Washtenaw International High School, and much fewer in the Widening Advancement for Youth program. Despite a December deadline to confirm the district's participation level, the consortium members agreed on how to allocate slots in October. This plan calls on Ann Arbor taking up to 80 new students in the ECA and a straight lottery for Y-High. Swift says this led the school board to putting off a decision for another week.
What we're seeking is the ability to know in advance so we can plan for the number of slots that we will dedicate. And as you could hear, there were some surprising developments this evening in understanding what our options are at this point, information that had not been communicated prior. So that's a little frustrating.
Swift says she hopes meetings over the next several days can lead to getting some specifics in writing. David Duggar is the Washtenaw Intermediate School District Director of Secondary Options. Duggar says it's unclear what will happen if Ann Arbor greatly reduces the number of spaces they use in the programs.
Districts make decisions, and then the consortium figures out a solution. And so I really don't know what the impact would be. It could be negligible. It could be it could not be impact at all, and it could impact. It really depends on the other consortium partners and how if they decide to move forward and how they would do that.
Ann Arbor school board members say some of the confusion may be connected to the superintendent transition, but they say there was also a lack of communication from the WISD. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.